We usually do a video, I think Thursday, so I'm sure they'll get a little taste of that. But, it's been around a long time. There's been some great games in the rivalry, a lot of bad blood over the years. Maybe not as much the last few years. There's been a little bit more cordial games. But yeah, it'll be a good test for us. Tough environment to play in, but we've had some success down there the last couple times.
Do you have a best memory from this? Could it be last year, the final game?
Yeah, the tackle on Brian there in the NFC Championship, because that was probably my best play of the game, my only play. But just the feeling at the end of that game, knowing we were going to the Super Bowl, was pretty special. Last year was very special to myself and Randall coming back and winning that game, getting into the playoffs. The way we won the game was pretty amazing. Still, we've actually talked to Pep about that now. We've kind of broken the ice, shall you say, about that play. I think he's still upset at Kuhn, but hopefully he'll get over that. He'll see that play probably a few times this week.
Aaron, what's your assessment of the no huddle so far? What's it done?
Yeah, not much. We had 50-some-odd plays last week. We're hoping for 70-plus, so we're definitely underachieving in the no huddle. Situationally, we haven't been that bad. I think we're 47% on third downs, which is decent. You know, that's going to finish in the top 10 for sure. But we're just not finishing off enough drives of points.
Has there been a trade-off with the no huddle in terms of being able to get personnel groups and some of the things you guys used to do and have been doing for years?
We get the best players on the field, and that's usually in our three-receiver set.
When a team has a rookie cornerback starting, do you try to test him, see what he's got, see if you can make plays on a guy like that?
It usually depends on the rookie, on who the rookie is. Fuller is a talented player. You know, he's made a lot of plays on the ball, interceptions and forced fumbles. He looks like Peanut out there with the way he's punching at the ball and getting the ball out last week especially. He's a talented guy. He doesn't play like a rookie. So you have to be smart about the throws you try on a guy like that. We're going to throw through the open guy this week.
So your word defends about, you know, relax, but, you know, tough schedule with these
R-E-L-A-X.
Three.
R-E-L-A-X.
Yes, yeah. But this tough schedule with three division games in short in 11 days for you guys. Mm-hmm. Bears look good on Monday night. Do you understand why there's a little bit of tension there?
Well, yeah. I mean, there's high expectations here for us every year. But, we've underachieved on offense. So you understand it. But I think it's just it's a reminder that it's a long season. And all of our goals are in front of us and within reach. We just have to play better. We have to be peaking at the right time. You know, we haven't, for whatever reason, other than maybe 11, you know, we haven't started fast in many seasons. We usually kind of find our stride around this time. You know, this time, game five, game six, go on a good run. We can't rely on that every year because that just makes it tough. But for whatever reason, that's kind of been the way our season has gone.
Aaron, one of the things that Coach McCarthy has said just absolutely needs to be better is the run game. I guess from your perspective, how do you get that going after a slow start?
Well, I think you can pass it better to help set up the run. We've done that over the years here. If we are a little more efficient in the passing game, we might see completely two shell, and then there's no excuses for not running the ball well. But I think the line did a good job of blocking it up. It's a combination of opening holes and then the back seeing the right read and breaking arm tackles and making those 1 and 2 yard runs into 6 and 7, and then you get explosive runs. And the more you can run the ball, then you can open up the play action game.
You and Randall have had some amazing connections in years past. Is it at that same level through these practices and these first three games that you've had in the past?
Well, I think we're close. You know, we've had a couple opportunities. We both haven't hit on those. But I have a ton of confidence in him. You know, we train together in the off season. We have a lot of conversation during the week. Have a ton of confidence in Randall. We're going to start making some big plays.
Aaron, when you guys haven't made big plays, which is a little uncharacteristic, didn't have a single play over 20 yards last week, is it tough to be patient and wait for those when you're so accustomed to having that kind of success?
Well, those usually don't come from, some grand scheme or, something like that. A lot of times it's just a simple plays with perfect execution. You know, you hit a guy in the proper number, he breaks a tackle, he gets a little extra effort, an extra effort from a blocker who making a receiver making a block downfield or breaking a tackle, and that's how those plays usually happen. You know, a lot of times You know, every now and then, should I say, there's plays like we had against the Jets, you know, where 80-yard touchdown to Jordy, where you kind of get a coverage you want, and you put the ball where you want it, and Jordy makes a guy miss. But more often than not, it's a good route with a good ball and on the proper number and the guy making a little extra effort there.
You mentioned Julius Peppers. What's it like to have him on your side this time around?
Yeah, it's great. You know, we actually talked 2 weeks ago about how many personal fouls he's had on me in my career. We relived the 08 sideline hit he put on me when he was in Carolina. And he was talking me through his mindset, and I was talking through mine as I eased up on the sideline. I thought I was out of bounds, and he had the extra effort play to drill me at the end of that play. But, he were talking about the play in the NFC Championship, I believe, where he kind of made my lip a little bloody. And he still believes that wasn't a personal foul. So he's on our team, so we tell him what he needs to hear about that. But it's great having him. I mean, he's a talented guy. Played well last week, and he's just going to keep on getting better for us.
What are your thoughts on their revamped defensive line, three free agent defensive ends and rookie tackles?
Yeah, they're playing good. I think Jared played really good last week. You know, he had a lot of pressures on the quarterback, and Willie's had a number of sacks so far, and Houston is a talented guy who can play outside in their scheme and then come inside and rush on third down. So it's a different look for him. They had to, replace Julius with some guys, and they got a couple guys to do the job.
Aaron, fellow superstar Derek Jeter's retiring this week, and if you had one sentence to describe him, what would you say?
He's the ultimate leader. Makes his teammates better, and he's a winner.
At this point, do you need to see more out of your tight ends in the passing game, do you think? As far as maybe in years past, that JerMichael's filled that role of being the guy who they had to account for where he was every time on the field.
Well, we just need to, we need to find ways to get him open, and we'll go through our progressions, look for him when they're open. But, we've had to use him in protection more than we've wanted to the first 3 weeks. So we're going to try and shore up the protection and trust those five guys and let those tight ends get out of their routes and run some routes.